Kuf Tezayin, up to the 10th parak. Kuf Tezayin on the base, 10th parak. Mishnah says, Habayis v'yiholiyah shoshnayim. We had a house and a second floor, two floors of the house, that belonged to two people. Rashi says, Goyin shnayachim, two brothers, shel cholku, echa not obayis v'echa not aliyah. One took the top floor, one took the bottom floor. Shinoflu, and now the house caved in. So lokeri shnayim cholkim v'yetzim v'avonim u'v'yofer. Both of them have right an equal share in the wood, in the stones, and in the dirt. They were shut for a minute, upstairs and downstairs. So now, shneim chokim. For Ryan, we look, elu avonim ho'asuyos lishtaber. We look at the stones that were supposed to have been broken. So Rashi says, this part of the Mishnah means, Ryan elu avonim ruyos lishtaber. Means, im yesh avonim shvurois shalavenim. If we have like broken bricks, Zeroimer the broken ones and full and shalim whole bricks. So zeroimer shleimer shali. One says, listen, the whole bricks they belong to me. The zeroimer no shleimer shali. The other one says no. The whole bricks still belong to me. You get the broken bricks. So royin elu avon. We have to look at these stones. Ruyas lishtaber im shel elyon in shel tachton. We have to look and try and see how we would be mishayer. Which one should really crack? Should the top story crack or should the bottom one? We'll see in the Gemara. The akol ufi amapolis depends how it caved in. Shem nechba tabayit misoidoi v'nofol takta v'achoyme v'mkoymoi yesh tadasha tachtoin and nishbro. Like if the bottom caved in first, so it's mistavra, the bottom ones cracked first, those are the broken ones. Maybe the top ones not. L'kach nofol abayis v'yem nechba takoysol halon kemakel shuayim medzokov v'nofol shayayne shakoysol. Let's say the top part of the house caved in. Then you know that's the part that broke more, and the bottom part is still shalom. So, kids, we have to see, try and find out how did this house cave in? Was like the bottom broke, or was it the top that broke? Now, another din the Mishnah says, "Im hoya echod behen makir miktsas avonov noitlon." That whichever stones you recognize to say that's for my house, I have a painting on it, the chvayz, I have a mark on it that I know this stone is for my apartment, and that's still shalom. So, of course, you have a right to get it then. Whatever you could tell that's yours, you have a right to take it. The oil is loy min a cheshbon, but that comes out of the cheshbon. Like it has to go 50-50 here. So any whole stone that you take, the other one chotch gets broken was instead of it. Now the Mishnah says, Mi diktoni royin, since it says we see, Michlal diikulam ekam alayu, it's possible to see how did this house break. Like it's possible to tell was it the top one or the bottom one. What does that mean to say? Is equal to make him a lie, e bechavso nofil, e bechavota nofil. So Rashi says, e bechavota nofil means, v'tiso itbar, the bottom thing broke. Can appreciate, like the pressure was coming down too much on the bottom, and the bottom one collapsed. Or e bechavota nofil, maybe no, it got hit. Rashi, chavota smako, velios itbar, like you hit a stick. So the top got hit. So therefore you could tell if the top one fell, or was it the bottom one that caved in. So that you could tell this. If so, Reisha my chokin. If so, in the Reisha, why does it say we split it equally? L'chura nechta, let's see. Ibechavot and nofel, they just four cave in, the bottom one caved in. So in the bottom guy should get the broken ones, and the top one should get the shlemus. Aliyosa itvar, then we say, if we get nechta, ibechavot and nofel, if it fell, because the top one got hit, then aliyosa itvar, the top one stones, that's the stones that were broken. And even chavosa nofel, but if it just like caved in, the bottom caved in, it's on the opposite. Tisoyer itzbar, the bottom stones were the broken ones. So what does our Mishnah Stam say chokin, as if to say we can't tell? How did it break? Why can't we tell? Let's see if it caved in, top or bottom. So Gemara says, true, the case of Lotzricha, the nofel belayla. I'll tell you, our Mishnah, the ratio of the Mishnah, somewhere the house caved in at night time. And at night time, nobody was there to see, so we can't tell, was it hit by top, or would it cave in pressure from the bottom? For the Gemara, okay. Let's take a look in the morning, though. Vaisa, even after it fell down, you could tell how it happened. So Gemara says, the case is talking about the peninu, that they cleaned it away. For the Gemara, good. Let's ask around who cleaned away these stones, and let's ask the person how he found them. The peninu b'nei rishus harabim. The yozul yalmo. The garbage cleaners came and moved all these stones outside to rishus harabim, and now they're not around anymore. So the kids, so that's the ratio of the Mishnah where we do not know how this house caved in. That's the loch of Chokin. For the Gemara still, so good, you have a suffix now, but let's say Rishos the man Yasvan. Let's see in whose Rishos is the Shlemis, is the whole stones. Then the other one should just be a Maitse Mechaveroi, and the other one should lose out then. So why does the Mishnah say Chokin? Let's see who's the Muchzak in the Avonim Shlemis, let's see. So Gemara says, let's read, he's talking about the Yasvan, the Chotze de Tavayu. Some of the stones fell down into a chutzar that belongs to both of them. Or at least the garbage man pushed it off into the side, into a third chutzar that belongs to both of them. So again, the both mechzokim. Inam mirel p'shus harabim. It could be that they throw the stones, not cleaned it off, into the shus harabim. So again, nobody's a muchzak here. We don't know which one to give it to. The boy is saying, another terrorist could be, shutfim b'chi ha'gavni le'kafti adadi. Le'kafti adadi. That shutfim are not makbid one on the other. Rashi says, Lekafti adodi means Lemikne Rishusa di day. The Yavkure Mafkale Kochad Rishus Legabe Chaverto. Lanir Shon Chapetsev. But even if you want to tell me the wall fell down into one guy's Rishus, but Lemai said they're like Shutfim. In other words, you have this and I have that, and we're Shutfim. So Shutfim are not Makbid one another. Because you give me permission to put my things in your Chatzar, and I give you permission to bring them to my Chatzar. Therefore, the fact that Shutfim finds something in one chutzar, it's no proof it belongs to you. Since you give the other one permission to bring his things into you, it could be if the other one's chveitzim. So therefore, you have no proof. So that's why the Rashi says chokin. That's the svar of Shutfim lekaf the adadi. Right. Now, imhoyu echad miyamakir, the Mishnah says, if one of them could tell, yeah, that's the brick that I painted, so he could take it. What is the other person saying? If the other one is saying, yes, I agree, that's yours. So Mar Pshita, Mishnah had to tell me that. Like, if you say this is your stone, and I agree, yes, it's yours, so Pshita can keep it. You don't need a Mishnah for that. And if the other one says, is not saying yes, so Lama Noitel, what can you take it then? The Chur is Bari Vibari. You're saying it's his, and he's saying it's his. You're saying it's yours, so why should it be? Why should you keep it? So Mar says, Ella rather the Yomalei any Yodeya. We're talking about that the other one says he doesn't know. So one person says, I know for sure this stone is my stone. It's the red stone that was in my house. The other one says he's not sure. So therefore, the one that says Bari keeps it. So Mar says, if so, Leima tevet yufto the Rav Nachman. Then from now, Mishnah should be a kasha according to Rav Nachman. The Itma, because we're not like this. The Itma we learned, Mona li biyotcha. Somebody says you owe me $100. And he says, I do not know. So what's the halacha? Rav Hu never Rav Yehuda Amri Chayiv. They both say he's Chayiv. Like Bori V'Shema, Bori Yodif. If one person says, you owe me $100. And the other one says, any day, I do not know. So halacha is, you're Chayiv to pay. However, Rav Nachman, Rav Yechon and Amri, they both say Potter. They both say, no, you're Potter. So who is the question of Nachman? Nachman says, Bori V'Shema, Lav Bori Yodif. So how come over here, and now Mishnah, do we say we believe the Bari? So Gemara says, Kediyomer Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman answers someplace else, Kegoyin Shiyais Eshik Shvua B'Nayim. Hataya Mishnah is talking about where he has to swear about something anyway. So Hochinam here also, Kegoyin, we're going to explain it, Kegoyin Shiyais Eshik Shvua B'Nayim. That there's a shvua between them anyway. So since he has to swear anyway, that's why here he wins out. The Rashi says, "Vachinami kivon de moide b'miksas v'yomer en yedeya b'miksas dechay yeshua diraisa mishum adov b'miksas." And Mark explains what's the case kagoyin. Hechidami esek shvua kid rova diyomer rova mona li biyotcha. I go and say to you, you owe me $100. I only owe you $50, that's all. So Yashar, shh. Be the cool. What? Yes, Mora says again, Kedarova, the Yamarova. Monali biyodcha, that you owe me $100. Valo Aimer, Ainlacha biyodi elechemishim, that I only owe you $50. I agree, I owe you $50. So he's a might of a mixas. For Yashar, the other $50. Any yedaya, I do not know if I owe it to you or not. So in such a case, the locher is mitoyich shein yochol yishav yishalim. That really, the locher is when you remind the mixas, you have to swear midiraisa and yipoto. Like if I say I only owe you 50, and the other 50 I do not owe you, so That's the halacha. Since you're a moedi, you agree to 50, you have to swear that the other 50 you do not owe him, and then you'll be potter. But over here, since you yourself are saying you do not know if he owned the other 50 or not, so therefore the halacha is that you have to swear, and since you can't swear, therefore you'll have to pay. So that's the case of our Mishnah also. We're talking about that he was moedi to some stones, and the other stones he said he doesn't know, so therefore, since he's an Enya daily Shava, therefore the other one keeps it. But then the Mishnah says, that if you keep those whole stones, so then the other one has the cheshbon, the other one gets the broken stones instead of it. So Mora says, Sava Rav Lamem Rava thought to say, Lefi cheshbon shivurois, you go according to cheshbon of the broken ones. In other words, if you got two whole ones here, so the other one gets two broken ones. Amma, what do you say? Kivon diomen yudeya reyetvei, that since he's saying he doesn't know, he loses out a lot. Rashi's like, Neutel Shruas Kinegdon, Vizayit Lefedel Lufia Cheshbon. Right. Now, Omle Abaye says, Adrav, just the opposite. Horeya Tvei, here it's worse off. Midahani Yoda Tvei Lo Yoda. Suletlu. Since these are the only ones that he knows, he doesn't get more, so he's losing out. Vida Kula de Hechninu. And you want to say, like, he only gets these two Shleimas that he says. And the rest of his share is only in the Shvurais. That's not a svara. Why he lose out so much? Someone says Elor Mabayon Lefi Cheshbon Shleimus. That's what it means to say. That as many Shleimus as there are to divide up, so these two Shleimus he gets. Like if each, well, let's say there's 100 Shleimus there, so you're supposed to get 50 and him 50. So if you could say these are the ones you know, so this is part of the 50 that you get, but the other one also gets equal amount of Shleimus. But the Morihachi is so Mike Mahanilei. Like if all he's ending up with is 50 Shleimus, so what is he gaining? The fact he could realize it's his. Whether he realized it or not, he would get the same 50 stones anyway. So my nafkamina, now that he realized it. So where it says nafkamina is, lemilvano ravcha. In order to make the, Rashi says, yesh levenim harsuyas kamalvin. There are certain stones that are made like a shuracha mechaveroi. Certain stones are wider than the other one. So nafkamina, if you get a wider stone or not. Like this tree, you're going to get 50 Shleimus. But who says what type of Shleimus you get? If you could say this one is yours, so you get the bigger one, the wider one. So if it's nafkamina, if you know which one is yours. In Amir else, Tina de Mevda. Rashi says, Tina de Mevda, Yesh tit shaysumen levenim, shem ubad umukval yofa mechaveroi. Certain stones are made better. It's made with better clay. Therefore, if you could say, like, that strong stone is yours, that strong brick is yours, you'll be able to keep that one. True, you won't get more, but it'll be a better quantity, therefore you can keep it. Now the Mishnah says, Habayis v'yaliyah, if you have a bias in an aliyah, niftecho aliyah, you have a house and an attic, first floor and second floor. Niftecho aliyah, if the house caved in, the roof caved in, niftecho aliyah, the top apartment caved in, v'yein bala bayis roitza l'sakein, and the bala boss does not want to fix the top apartment. Somebody's renting out his apartment. He rented out the person using the upstairs, and the upstairs caved in, opened up. The Ain Balabayas writes to the and Balabas doesn't want to fix up that apartment. The Baal Ho'aliyah now living on top has a right to go and live downstairs. Achi Sakin Loyas Aliyah until he finishes the top apartment. Again, the top apartment, the roof opens up there, the guy can't live there, so the owner now that rented it to him, he has to let the renter from the top one now live in the bottom apartment. And the chura, the owner was living there. So it means the renter has the right to throw the balabas out of the bottom apartment to let him stay there. Rabbi Yossi says no. Ha-tachta noitzen es ha-tikra v'yo'elyen es ha-maziva. He says that it depends. The one living on bottom atachtoin, he's nice in esa tikra, he has to give the roof. The elyon, and the one living on top, esa maziva. Rashi says maziva, that's tiach shotit, she nice in ala tikra. They put it on top of the roof. So that's what they have to divide up to fix up the top stairs. So we'll soon see. Now the Gemara says, nifcha so bekama. How much is it that it opened up, that the roof of the top apartment opened up, that he can say he can't live there anymore? That now he has to give him the bottom to live in. So Rabba Amar Baruba, Rav of the top apartment, the top roof, had to open up. Shmuel Amar, no, the Arba, as long as what, four Tfachim opened up, that's enough. Rav Oma Baruba. Rav says no, most of the roof has to open up. Avul biyabo loy. Why? Odem dar chetziv lamata v'chetziv lamalo. If only like four tefachim of it opened up, that's not so bad. A person can live half upstairs and half downstairs, it's not so bad. Rashi says, Sheinu mechusar elamokam hanochat kli echot. You only missed out the place to put down one thing. Or connect the youth and kli ech achar, you're going tevay arevo lamatok, shiyot l'shtamish v'yishtamish. So you know what? So instead, make a box downstairs, like make a storage downstairs, and certain kelim you leave downstairs. So instead of having it upstairs, you can leave here some stuff downstairs. So if it just opens up four tefachim upstairs, that's not so bad. Because a person could like live upstairs and downstairs. Well, Shmuel HaMashmuel says no. Even if the roof only opened up four tefachim, still the top one has the right to say I can't live here. Because ein odom dar chetzev lamata v'chetzev lamala. A person can't live half downstairs and half upstairs. Now, Hechidom, what's the case talking about? Idiomar Aliyah Zu. If he said, listen, I'm renting to you this top apartment, so Ozda, that apartment is not here anymore. So why should I have to give you now the downstairs? Ela, rather, the Omalei Aliyah Stam, that I'll rent you out a top apartment. So therefore, when the top one caves in, I have to give you the bottom one. So Mara says, why? Let him rent him another one. Like, what right does he have to go to the bottom apartment? Let him give him another one. Rashi says, Im Yeshloi, for Lomon Akreifin Esam Maskil Akoto Ima Babayas. Why do we force the owner that's living downstairs to take him into his house? Because you have a duplex, and the top apartment, the roof caved in. So Lachar is now, the one that's renting on top has the right to move into the Balabas downstairs. So Mara says, why? That's the Balabas say, I rented you a top apartment, true, so I'll give you another one. But what right, why do I have to let you come into my house? Oh, my Rav, Lord Tzricha, the case is, Diyomalei Aliyah Zu, Shani Maske Lechom, that I want to rent to you this Aliyah. Aliyah Zu, Shani Maske Lechom. And he said like this, Ki Salko, Solak Bado, V'chi Nochis, Chavis Bado. I can tell you, I go up through my apartment, come down through my apartment. Trashi, B'yoy De Kayemis, V'chi Nachto, Im Nifchas, Nochis Bado, Gruba Bayit. Like he spoke out clearly. When the upstairs is up, live upstairs. But if the upstairs gets ruined, I'm telling you clearly, you can live with me. That's the case here. For the Mori Yochi is so, my Lameina, so what do you need the Mishnah for? If that was the condition, that was the contract at the beginning, that you're living upstairs, and in case something happens to the upstairs apartment, you should know, you have a right to come live downstairs with me. If that was the contract, so Pshita, what do you got to tell me? My Lameina. Where it says there, Lerado Rav Ashi, Diomalei Aliyah Zu Shagabe Bayis Zeh Ani Maskelucho. That's all. He just said, I'm renting to you this house, which is on top of my house. That's what I said. Just said.